Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Mr. Early, first and foremost, I understand that we have a fugitive on the loose. Who is he, and just how dangerous do we consider him?
So we do have a fugitive. His name is Antarius Caldwell. He's a gang member. He's a member of the Gangster Disciples, which is a Chicago-based gang that was formed in the 1970s. He's a lower-level member of the gang and responsible with his co-gang members for several violent acts in and around Atlanta, particularly in the DeKalb County area.
When we say violent acts, now what are we talking about?
He is charged with RICO conspiracy, and the RICO, federal RICO conspiracy, that includes murder, aggravated assault, armed robbery, those type crimes.
And his involvement, I mean, I know you said it's the Gangster Disciples, so about how many acts of violence are we talking about?
So we're looking at a half a dozen to as many as 15, of which include about 8 murders. He is a part of a part of the gang, which is an enforcement arm of the gang, and they call themselves the Hate Committee. On the streets in and around DeKalb County, they were notorious for committing violent acts against their own gang members as well as rival gang members.
I know we say DeKalb County. Any specific enclaves there in DeKalb that we may be able to know where he may have frequented?
They frequented several parts around Clarkston. They were down also around Farrington off Panolan Road, also around Memorial Drive, are three of many places, but those were typically some of the areas that the Hate Committee liked to frequent.
Were there any specific cases that we are might be familiar with that we know he or we suspect that he had something to do with?
I can't go into specifics about the particular events that he was involved in. However, he is a part of a federal superseding indictment that first occurred in May 2016. We then added a second superseding indictment, which was October of 2018, so just this past October, which included 7 additional, which he was one of those. And the first indictment in May 2016, us, Atlanta FBI, along with Memphis FBI, indicted 50 gang leaders from across the nation, which included 9 states. And he is a part of the Atlanta-based Gangster Disciples, or the gang that was here in the Atlanta metro area.
Okay, what do you say to the public in terms of how to identify him, and if he's spotted, what identification marks do we know about him?
So he's a black male. He has very obvious tattoos. He has No Mercy tattooed across the front of his neck. He's about 5'11", 135 pounds. He goes by the nickname Fat. He has short dreads. His hairstyle could have changed. That changes frequently. But if they were to cite him, they can call the local police, they can call 911, or they can call our FBI Atlanta hotline, which is 770-216-3000. So notify the law enforcement as soon as possible.
I understand there, too, is a reward for him.
There is also a reward, which we're offering to anyone that provides information leading to his arrest.
And what words do you say when we talk about getting these folks off the streets? How crucial is it? What do you tell the public?
What's important is gang members, and particularly this gang member and the Hate Committee, are responsible for many violent acts. That's the way they do their business. They will do whatever they need to do to flee. This particular individual has fled from law enforcement at least on 2 occasions, once from us directly. So they're very dangerous, and they're going to put whoever's in their way. They really don't have a problem putting anyone in or taking anyone out of their way to flee and to stay free.
Agent Early, thanks so much for your help.
Yes, I appreciate you guys putting it out. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yep, you too.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.